What's up, everybody? Hello, this is Todd Saylor, Wired Differently author, founder, and entrepreneur. And you're listening to the Invest Steuben podcast, broadcasted from the Cowork Steuben Wired Differently Creation Studio. More people than ever are creating content to reach a broader audience. And on this show, we will talk economic development, all related to people who love and care for Steuben County in Northeast Indiana. Please welcome your host, Isaac Lee, the Executive Director for Steuben County Economic Development Corporation. Take it away, Isaac.
Thank you, Todd, for a wonderful introduction. Truly appreciate your support with Wired Differently Studio here at the Steuben Cowork location. Always love to hear your voice, so thank you again. I am excited today to have Brevin Bennett, Director of Business Development, Business Management for Triton Metals, here in studio today to have a conversation about Triton Metals.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much, Brevin, for coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to opening up a little bit about Triton Metal Products and explaining kind of our direction and what we have to offer.
Awesome. So we've had a very unique past, you and I, for the last 7 years. You've been involved in so many different things. You helped us with the advisory committee in the old Enterprise Center, which I truly thank you for, being somewhat of a kind of a pioneer in thinking in terms of what could go on in a facility like that. Now over with the co-working space, yourself having, you know, some sparks of entrepreneurial spirit inside you. We're really blessed to have individuals like yourself who are young, innovative, very successful early on in your career, stay involved in organizations like ours, but in the community, more importantly, like Steuben County. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, I can sit here and brag about you all day, but tell us a little bit about you. Tell us who Brevin Bennett is.
Absolutely. Yeah. So obviously, first and foremost, very passionate about Steuben County. I have a unique background. I have a unique story, kind of about how I got into my career. And Steuben County is what's got me my start. It's where my opportunities have come from. Companies in the area have taken chances on me. And, you know, I've thankfully been able to provide and kind of prove my value. And my passion now is to give back and try to be a pioneer, as you mentioned, in changing the way that our county is thinking and looking at manufacturing specifically. One of my main passions is avenues outside of the, you know, traditional college route. Not that college is a bad route. It's a great route for probably the majority of people. But there's a certain class, myself included, that just really wasn't the best route at the time. So I'm very passionate about providing different avenues outside of that traditional route. And Triton, is a big provider of that. We have excellent career growth opportunities, which was one of the main reasons why I was attracted to Triton. Aside from that, you know, I'm a philanthropist. Mm-hmm. I participate a lot in the community foundation and I'm sitting on the board there as well. So yeah, between the foundation and the EDC here, I've been really blessed with being around some really intelligent people and exposing myself to a lot of new thinking.
So. Mm-hmm. And part of that background is really awesome. So originally you went through the Hamilton school system. Mm-hmm. So right here in our backyard.
Sitting right here.
Yep,
for sure.
Yep. Absolutely. So we've talked a little bit about that, but you talked about that non-traditional pathway and, mm-hmm. and you went right into Impact Institute. And I'm sure that's lend itself to some of the passion of saying, again, college might not be for everybody. And it making that statement doesn't mean it's never going to be in somebody's future. Mm-hmm. It's just a later stop, much like a train, you know, a train tracks where you might have multiple stops throughout your career. You can get off, get the education that you need, whether it's very specific for vocational training or some type of certificate, or if it's truly a associate's or bachelor's or doctor's degree, whatever it may be, some type of major. There's just multiple tracks down the road. So how I'm sure that's played into, again, your choice in terms of your career and the positions that you have taken, the employers that you have taken, there must be something that's emulated in that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're defined as career pathways for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Like this, everybody's pathway is a little bit different. College definitely is hopefully in my future as I continue my education and become a better professional. You mentioned Impact Institute, also very passionate about that program. Mm-hmm. Schools are doing a lot of different things nowadays that are excellent for the students. Impact was a phenomenal program that I was blessed to be a part of. I still try to contribute to today from an advisory perspective with the machine trades and welding programs. But yeah, that program really set the path for me. That was my foundation. That was square one, aside from the excellent job that obviously Hamilton did from an education perspective. Impact really gave me my start. I didn't really know what I was going to do after high school. I didn't really know how that was going to work. I walked through Impact Institute and fell in love with the machining program. Had a phenomenal instructor there that took me under his wing, and as he did other students, and gave me a great start and gave me the chance to kind of participate in some internships during high school and get exposure to like what the job actually looks like. What does a day-to-day task really feel like? You know, how does it feel to clock in and out every day before I really committed to it? Which I think that's a really interesting way to introduce students to manufacturing. But, you know, my passion's kind of grown past just students also, because, you know, there's a lot of individuals out there that maybe they're in a career that's not as fulfilling as what it could be. And manufacturing is such a bright world. You know, for a long time, it's kind of been, I guess, maybe understood as like dark, dirty, gray. But, you know, today's manufacturing in Steuben County is a great example of what, brand new cutting edge technology really looks like.
I get the pleasure of walking through some of these facilities and seeing the equipment that's on the floor, and you darn near need a doctorate degree to be able to run them sometimes. And I know most of the individuals, the machine operators, may not have that title, but they definitely have a certificate, or they've gone through their various training methods that you guys provide to make sure that they're going to be able to operate that machine. So it's not that learning is absent from manufacturing. A third of our population in the workforce is in manufacturing, and that ranges from general production, maintenance type positions, maintenance being, you know, janitorial things. So I'm talking floor level, which every organization needs, right? Mm-hmm. All the way up to plant managers. And all these, what we've learned, at least over the last probably decade of workforce development, is employers have spent a lot of time, Triton's probably one of them, spent a lot of time of asking questions about those positions, what's truly needed, and then evaluating that against probably a time measurement of some sort to say, what can we afford to wait on versus we've got revenue right now sitting at the table that we can go out and grab if we do the job. So it's evaluating, again, that good mixture of work, education, life balance inside the four walls of all of our manufacturers.
Yeah, definitely. And that's, I think what you're hitting on there is one of the main reasons why, you know, personally I align so well with Triton Metal Products, is because, you know, our brand is built around Mines Plus Machines, Band of Tritons. It takes all of us to be able to get the job done. You need the engineers that have that kind of next level education on CAD programs, you know, metal processing, you know, process flow, things like that. We also need the skilled fabricators and the skilled manufacturers. Facility's got to be clean. The lights got to be on. You know, so without all the key players, it's just like much like the athletic team. You know, often at Triton, we talk about our team as if it's a sports team. You know, you got to have a good coach, you got to have good players, you got to have good fans, and it takes the whole crew to make the magic happen, make everything happen the way it's needed to.
I can't agree enough about that. So tell us a little bit about Triton. Obviously, family owned. I know a little bit about the history, but the audience doesn't. So tell us a little bit from your purview about what it means to be a Triton.
Yeah, that's first off, you hit on that, what it means to be a Triton, right? Like, so we don't have employees at Triton, we have Tritons.
Yep.
Family owned business. We've been around since 1980. The business is, founded in Ohio, and in 2010 transitioned to the Hamilton, Indiana location. We're operating about 120,000 square feet there today. But to answer your question about what it means to be a Triton, we're all about new ways, new means, and newer thinking. We are a metal fabricator. We do make metal parts. You can gather that from the name. But we're much more than that. We're leading the way in technology and automation. And I'll be darned if our team's not the best one around. That's something that we're very proud of, is our culture, our training programs, and just the commitment that our team gives back to the company. A lot of that comes back to the culture that the ownership has created there over the course of the last 43 years, and also the partners that we've been able to kind of collaborate with. We have some of the best customers in the market. That's what allows us to be one of the best companies. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful mix of customers, Tritons, and then, you know, obviously the ownership doing what they need to build the business and build it for continued success in the future.
Yeah. So you talked about being a Triton and the work that you guys do. Tell the audience a little bit about What would they assume the products be? What's the product mix? Where would we see manufactured products, at least in the consumer's hand? Would it be something that would be a direct-to-consumer item, or would it be something that they would see on where you would send it to an OEM or somewhere else, to where the final product might be something branded totally different, but you've got Triton material, Triton expertise embedded in that product? So talk to the audience about that.
Sure. Yeah. So the answer to that question is yes. Triton's a very diverse company. We are metal fabricators, as mentioned, but we make much more than that. At the Hamilton facility, as a Triton, you're going to be partaking in manufacturing products that might end up on fire trucks. We manufacture a lot of critical to quality components that end up in fire trucks, really any emergency response vehicle. If you ever go through the McDonald's or Chick-fil-A drive-through, you're going to be the food that you're getting from there is going to be touching some of the parts that we manufacture. It's pretty interesting. We also participate in the medical industry, so we manufacture splints and stays. We have a stamping facility that's in Goshen. We have some Tritons over there as well. Marine and Rec, obviously, Steuben County, 101 Lakes, a lot of recreation that happens. So structural pontoon components, components for tunes. So really, yeah, overall, most of the products that we manufacture end up at an OEM of some sort, such as aftermarket lift kits for trucks, things like that. So we don't really sell many parts that are direct to consumer, but really we touch a lot of lives. And that's the whole purpose of Triton, is to make a meaningful difference in the lives of others. And we do that through the parts that we make. You know, it's one of our largest customers, a fire truck manufacturer. And I was in a meeting with them once and we were talking about on-time delivery. And, you know, he said, hey, it's important for us to be on time. And it's like, yeah, I understand. Everybody is, you know, it's obviously our priority to serve our customers. Yeah. And but the way that he referred it and the way that we refer it to our employees is like, you know, hey, if this person has a house that's on fire, it's pretty convenient if the fire truck shows up. And, you know, that's really how we can tie in the meaningful difference that our team is making in the lives of others. Mm-hmm. And how we measure our success is, you know, obviously KPIs that are in production for everyone, quality scrap, on-time delivery, all of that. But really, you know, making sure that our customers are fulfilling all the needs of their clients, because it really does matter at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And you talk about something so critical at a time where nobody wants to be, whether it's their family member themselves or anybody that they know. That's obviously a pretty drastic example, but it goes to the point that I think it's the culture of your Tritons, your employees and the family environment, that every part's probably treated that way. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what the end use is.
Yeah, we try to communicate the end use of the product too, because, you know, if you walk through the shop, you're going to see, you know, laser cutting, press break, welding, machining, and it's kind of hard to imagine what all that adds up to in the equation of whatever that part may be. So we try to do a good job at communicating what the parts are ending up in. We are cutting some parts right now that our team is very excited for that is in the electric vehicle market, some exterior components, and, you know, our team members there know what they're for, but it's really exciting for them to see that, see the release of these new EV vehicles that we're participating in. Yeah. And it's really rewarding for them to say, hey, I do that, you know, be able to go home and tell their wife and tell their kids or tell their husband that, hey, I make parts for this. And that's what we're all about. Cause that is connecting people, connecting businesses, and everybody's all aligned and everybody wins in that situation.
And that's where I've been most passionate about in my career in economic development. It's not to say, hey, I've got a manufacturing job, right? Or I weld stuff together, right? It's understanding that you're part of something bigger and broader, to say, I make things that go on this critical component and this is what it does. Mm-hmm. Early on in my career, it really was cemented because I worked with a community not too far away where we had John's Manville insulation facility. And in that facility alone, it supplied a large fair share of all the aeronautical space insulation. Now you think about that component. Without that insulation, astronauts would freeze. So, I mean, if you really wanted to tie something together, that's huge.
Another extreme example, but yeah, that's the impact of manufacturing. And, you know, that's what's so special, particularly we're talking about Steuben County today. And you think, you drive around and you think about the things that are made in the buildings. And if you have the opportunity to walk through and see the processes and the products that these places make, it's truly incredible. Mm-hmm. Over the course of my career, I've been blessed with the opportunity to travel and see different areas and different manufacturing facilities. And, you know, coming back home, it's really tough to beat what Steuben County's got going on. We're a pretty diverse county, and from a manufacturing standpoint, we have a lot of technology, and it's really exciting to see all these companies continue to grow and invest in not only new technology, but also people. You look around and we have a pretty competitive wage market too, benefit market. So it's really exciting to see the growth of Steuben County and kind of how everybody's teaming up and trying to make it a better place.
So you've talked a little bit about what most people would know and even a little bit about what they may not know, but is there another tidbit that you can give us that most people wouldn't know about Triton?
Yeah, definitely. So I mentioned kind of leading the way in technology. So, and we have a great team, a lot of really great Tritons in our facility, our facilities. And one of the things that we are doing is we are leading the way from a manufacturing standpoint for automation. We refer to it as an optimization of labor, teaming our minds with the best machines. Mm-hmm. So right now, you know, Triton is able to bring in raw materials, 60 by 120 sheets of steel, and robotically load those into lasers. So all of our, you know, raw materials are stored in what's basically like a giant vending machine, to explain it to listeners. And those sheets are robotically loaded. Those can weigh, you know, several hundred pounds, are loaded into lasers.
Yeah.
We're laser cutting at 1,000 inches a minute, palletizing parts robotically and feeding those into cells for our employees. And, you know, being able to pair the technology with the, you know, very sharp individuals that we were thankful to have at Triton, we're doing things that nobody else is doing. Short-term vision for automation is to be able to laser cut, bend, weld, and powder coat parts without ever touching them. And, you know, there's a couple, you know, high-tech OEMs that currently do that. But Triton is taking it very seriously to lead mm-hmm. the course and kind of own that in the marketplace and be one of the first contract manufacturers to do that.
And I think this is something to be clear to the listener too, because I see it, but everybody assumes, which is wrongfully assuming it, that those positions are being eliminated. And that's not necessarily the case. Most of our manufacturers are taking an opportunity to repurpose, retool the staff, the working capital that they have into areas that make them actually more valuable.
Sure. Yeah. So referring back to the very beginning of the conversation, passionate about bringing people into manufacturing. If you're automating and removing jobs, that would be kind of contradicting.
Yeah.
Optimization of labor, pairing great minds with the best technology. Mm-hmm. You mentioned all this opportunity in the market. The U.S. economy is, you know, in certain areas doing really, really well. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of work to be had. And we're all about trying to make a meaningful difference. And part of that is making better jobs for our Tritons, you know, allowing them to have access to learn this technology and play a key role in implementing it. And that's what our team members are doing now. And, you know, I think where a lot of companies and maybe the market in general has missed over time is not educating the true purpose of that technology is to optimize labor and, you know, allow greater access and for your career path, right? So furthering that education, maybe that means you're going to some technical training. We send our team members to Connecticut or Chicago for, you know, a couple weeks at a time to learn this technology. And that's mm-hmm. what's really, you know, really cool is at Triton, I think all of our employees and any of them that will hear this will agree that it's like everybody knows the purpose. And that's what it takes to be successful. That's the secret sauce, you know, is to pair the minds with the machines. And that's why that's our motto is it's important to have that collaboration.
Yeah. So with that being said, talk to us a little bit about the challenges then that you have seen or that Triton has seen. Let's maybe look at the next 3 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's, we just finished a vision exercise, actually. So perfect timing for that question. So right now,
putting Triton, you on the spot now.
Yeah, Triton is a precision metal fabricator right now. We definitely envision expanding much past that, becoming a precision manufacturer. So that might be adding different technology, adding different processes, and expanding into different locations. I mentioned we have our Goshen facility now. That was a facility that we acquired and, brought on a new capability. That's kind of our goal now. So what comes with that is, finding team members that can help launch new facilities in Triton nice places. It's important for us to implement our culture and make sure that as we're growing correctly. So I really do believe that our biggest challenge is going to be, finding those team members and pairing it with the technology that can help us reciprocate what we have going on in Hamilton right now. So with that being said, supply chain, obviously an issue, workforce, I wouldn't even say it's that big of an issue for us. You know, we obviously have positions that need filled, but really we have a great referral program and our Tritons can refer a lot of people. So I think the biggest thing for us is going to be as we grow, stabilizing and controlling that growth, and making sure that the partners are the right partners too. So that's been something that we've been critical about, is making sure that the people that we're partnering with, and when I say partner, I'm referring to customers, that they're the right fit for us and that we can align and truly make it a win-win. So Triton is not a transactional fabricator. We really like kind of offer some special services and form of engineering and things like that. And so I think the biggest challenge for us in general is just going to be able to kind of make sure that we hone in on Tritonizing our new facilities as we expand.
So I'm gonna draw some of that out, because I think it's important for the audience to hear it as well. What you're looking at when you're looking at a potential employee is not a predetermined skill set per se. It's not a credential. It's more of an attitude.
Absolutely.
It's more of, you know, what are my internal intentions of why I think I would be a good fit to be a Triton? Which I think is so important, because it strips out other demographics that most people would gravitate to, right? So there's been a lot of talk right now about individuals being hired in and around the age of 18, and what skill sets come in to play. Those that are hired post what we would call prime age, which is 55 or older, that are coming in with a certain skill set. It's not so much, and I've seen this with a lot of employers, it's not so much that you have to have XYZ credential, but it's becoming more of an attitude or other characteristics that define the type of person. So talk a little bit about that when you go through your hiring process.
Yeah. So to hit on the age perspective, it takes a phenomenal mix of everything to make it work. That's what culture is all about, right? If you have too much of one thing, it's not a good mix. You know, yeah. In regards to, what it takes to be a Triton, or really a good fit at any manufacturing place within the county. Triton specifically looks at our core values. So initiative, care, trust, dependability. But really for us, it's the drive to want to do more, right? It's the drive to expand your career path. That goes much beyond just showing up every day. You know, it goes much beyond that. It goes beyond the R&Rs that you get handed when you walk in the door. It's like wanting to do more. Manufacturing, the people that are really successful in it, nothing's spoon-fed in manufacturing. That's kind of always been the big deal, is like, you know, trade secrets and tribal knowledge and all those terms that all of the manufacturing partners listening to this podcast will know about. It takes people that want to go much past that, and they want to pull that information out of the people that know it. And that's what we're looking for, is, you know, the people that express to us and can prove to us that, you know, they want to become a Triton. Which, if you want to become a Triton and you've interviewed and you've heard and you've maybe listened to this podcast or listened to other media that we have out there, it's all about just wanting to make a difference. You know, for yourself, for the company, for the customer. We're big on personal growth. So it's like, what we're not looking for is people that just like, I want to come in and be comfortable. You know, that's not, we hire the best of the best. That's what works in Triton. And that's why we have such a great culture. And that's why people that work for us love it. And so we're looking for somebody that wants to be the best of the best at what they do. We're looking for leaders. Leaders are people that lead departments. Leaders are people that lead the room. And leaders are people that lead by example. And that's what we're looking for, is we only hire leaders.
That's I was hoping to pull that out in this conversation, because again, we can go back not too long ago, and talk about the general requirements for an individual and how different they were pre-COVID, post-COVID, or even further back. I mean, there's just so much that has changed that has been more about the person rather than what they come, the baggage that they bring when they show up in the interviewing office. So very cool. Thank you, Brevin, for bringing that out. So we're getting towards the tail end of this conversation, and I could go on for hours because I always enjoy these conversations, but I'm somewhat in a privileged position because I get to see inside the four walls. How do you want to end this conversation? What do you want the audience to know about Triton Metals, the direction that you guys are going, that would maybe generate, best thing, a customer, maybe another bad, good thing, is a potential employee. Doesn't matter the age. So where do you want to go with this podcast in terms of, is there something that we missed that you want to make sure the audience hears?
Yeah, I feel like we covered a lot, but Triton is, cutting edge. We're best, the best at what we do. For the people that may be interested in a career, what I think is important, whether it's Traton or someone else, again, I'm passionate about Steuben County and all of our manufacturers and people that want to relocate to Steuben County, is to take a tour, walk through, look at what we got going on. Traton specifically, when you walk through, the success rate of people like wanting to be a part of it, when they walk through and they see the culture, they hear the talk from not just, you know, Brevin mm-hmm. talking on this mic right now, you know, like when you hear it from everyone else, that's what's different at Traton. At Traton, there's not, we have a lot of layers. There's not one person that makes the dream work, right?
That like brings up the Shrek movie.
I was going to say it, but I didn't want to bring it out. Like,
I've got kids at home. Yeah. I've seen it a million times.
No, that's what Traton is. We're an onion. So I think that's attractive to both potential employees and also customers. You know, there's a lot of depth to Traton. You know, I said the best a lot in this conversation, but as you work through the different layers of it from, you know, the ownership to the mm-hmm. leadership team, to department leads, to the shop floor, to new employees, like everyone is impressive. The processes we have are impressive. The equipment's impressive. The facility is absolutely amazing to walk through. I suggest that anybody listening, be it manufacturing or potential employees or potential customers, whatever that may be, like walk through Traton Metal Products, or take the time to walk through someone else. You know, I think that anywhere in Steuben County that you can, you know, get into and walk through is worth it. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of really good companies around. And I think that's what's important about Traton's approach too is, you know, the pie is plenty big in manufacturing, right? There's a lot of people around that have the same processes, but the pie is pretty big. And we definitely want to partake in promoting the whole county, not just Traton Metal Products.
Well, we appreciate it. And sincerely, from the bottom of our hearts and at the EDC, we appreciate the support that Triton's provided to us, to the community, both as a whole, the county and in Hamilton itself. We saw the butterfly stamp last time we went through. So those things that people will see out in the community this summer are pretty cool, pretty awesome. So definitely appreciate all the support that Triton's provided us. Obviously, the relationship that we have with you, Brevin, hopefully that continues ahead. Where should people go if they want additional information? How should they get a hold of you or somebody at Traton? Where should they go?
Yeah, so all of our information is on our website. So that is www.tritonmp.com. All of our jobs are posted on there. There's contact information on there for our team members. If anybody wants to contact me directly, you can reach out to just anyone at Traton, the main line there, and ask for my name. I take every call that I get. If I don't answer the call, I call you back. Or you can reach out to EDC as well. I mean, Isaac and I are really close and we have a great relationship. And if there's anybody you need to connect me with or had questions, I'm happy to.
I always send them your way. So I won't give away your personal cell phone number, but I will tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yep, absolutely.
if I think it's the right fit. So again, Brevin, thank you very much for joining us today. Really look forward to what Triton's going to bring to Steuben County in the near future and the distant future. We want to make this relationship a long-lasting one, far exceeding our lifetimes.
Sure.
So absolutely. Well, definitely appreciate it.
So appreciate the commitment from your guys too.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brevin. Take it away, Todd.
Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for joining us during this discussion. We hope this episode was beneficial to you. As always, thanks for listening to Invest Steuben Podcast. If you enjoy our show, please like and subscribe. And be sure to come back to check out our next podcast or our prior episodes. Until then, this is Invest Steuben. This broadcast was created by Steuben County Economic Development Corporation. It was produced, recorded, researched, and edited in the co-work Steuben Wired Differently Creation Studio.